Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday night, and that means it's the latest episode of Graphic Policy Radio. Tonight, it's just Brett on the air. I'm flying solo. And Thanksgiving's coming up, so I figure it'd be a great time to go over what we've been thankful for the year, suggest some great purchase ideas for this upcoming Black Friday, and really just thank the people that have kind of helped to make the site what it is. The site's actually been around for quite a few years. We're in our third year coming up on the fourth, and it's grown exponentially. I mean, I started off, no one knew us, and we basically just kind of got welcomed in by the community, you know, one company at a time. So figured for the show, it'd be great to really just kind of go over all the publishers who send us top copies every single week to review, and hopefully we'll start catching up on reviews and getting ahead of the game a little bit, and suggesting some great series that they're putting out each and every week and every month. So without ado, so we're just going to kind of go alphabetical. There's kind of no rhyme or reason to it. It's just going to be a simple going over each publisher and some of the series we're going with. And start off with the A's is, you know, Arcana Comics. We're kind of new to them. I think the connection started off through a few writers that have some series coming out for us from them, and they wanted us to check out. And you know, every month or so we get our email with a bunch of reviews. Slowly making our way through it. You know, we definitely haven't spotlighted them as much as we should. Currently reading Shadow Law from them, which is a very interesting series, graphic novel that has to do with like a dystopian future with kind of like a Christian overtone to it. It's similar to, same vibe to Priest, which was kind of an interesting movie in the comics. I think much better than the movie that came from it. But overall, like, you know, it's good company, it's good solid product they're putting out. Definitely worth checking them out, supporting a smaller publisher. Next up, Archaea Comics. Archaea Comics have been wonderful to us. We actually named Archaea the 2010 Publisher of the Year. Archaea is it's an interesting company, is that it mostly put out what feels like graphic novels. But the presentation, the quality of the work is unbelievable. Absolutely gorgeous material, fantastic writing. Presentation is unreal. I mean, these are hardcover books that I love to display on my shelf. They stand out. They're just beautiful to look at. And I mean, we could probably devote an entire show to Archaea, and hopefully we will at some point. I mean, just off the top of my head, two of the series that I absolutely love is Cyclops and the Killer, done by a French writer named Mats and an artist named Luc Jacquemin, who both of them, one, a fantastic series in that they've got a European sensibility about them and a different perspective from a very American that a lot of other companies have. But it's adult material, and it gets you to think. They're very political material. But it's also very a lot of action. The Killer is very much a James Bond, Bourne supremacy type thriller involving a hitman who's kind of, through the three volumes, dragged into a world that he doesn't necessarily want to belong in. Overall, both of those have multiple, you know, Cyclops has the first volume out. His Killer's got three volumes out right now, and all are absolutely amazing. Adult material, fantastic. I have followed up that with Critical Millennium. If you're shopping for a fan of sci-fi action, Critical Millennium's up there on my list. Some of the best sci-fi that I've read in years, just collected into a hardcover trade. And you'll notice that quote on the cover from yours truly. That's how much I liked it. So that's by Drew Gaska. The art is unbelievable. Gorgeous book. It's one of those books that it just shows the quality that Archaea puts into their products, from the logo on the cover to just some slight nuanced things on the intro pages. Overall, the entire series is just is unreal. And then there's the family stuff. Archaea is really great with family friendly books. It's got Fraggle Rock that they put out, but two that really stand out for me is Mouse Guard, which is a fantasy series starring mice, which probably is probably better for older kids in the, you know, maybe not the teens, but 7, 8, 9, 10, unless you want to take the, you know, write it or read it to younger kids. But just one gorgeous to look at and really fun series. Some great fantasy stuff that I would absolutely share with my kids if I had any. And then Verona's War, which is more a comical take, also fantasy series that has to do with war of two warring tribes basically on an island. Comical, funny, just unreal. The latest edition, Volume 2, came out this week. Hopefully have a review up, but I'm about halfway through it and absolutely am in love with it like I did the first volume. Fantastic, unreal, like, wish this was a regular series coming out every single month. It's that good. Archaea also has Immortals, Immortals graphic novel, which ties into the movie, acts as a prequel. And read through it, really great. It's a bunch of short stories done by some of the best talent writers, artists in the business right now. You know, if you know someone who's a fan of Immortals, that's in the movie, it definitely pick up the graphic novel. It's, I think, a good tie-in and would, they'd probably enjoy it. So Archaea is quality stuff. I mean, it's gorgeous books. That I would hand to people in about 2 seconds, just beyond fantastic. I have to thank Archie Comics. They're fairly new to supporting the site. Particular one, Archie is one of the, if not the most progressive company out there right now with what they're doing with Kevin Keller, and supporting basically a gay character, putting him out in the spotlight, and it seems the world has embraced him. But it's some solid storytelling. It's entertaining. It's fun. It's a good example of where you can put a progressive spin on things and not beat people over the head with a good positive message. But you know, when I'm not reading comics, I'm actually playing video games usually. What a shock! And I have to say that Mega Man Sonic, you know, Archie every single month puts out. Not multiple volumes for both, but each has at least one comic series. But it's fantastic. Like, if you're a fan of Mega Man video games, you know someone's a fan of Mega Man video games. Comic series has a great feel, very similar to what the cartoon series had many years ago. And then you've got Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, it's a classic character. He's the, you know, rival Mario in popularity and might have actually surpassed him at one point. But, you know, it's another highly, highly recommend. So Archie, I mean, you know, they also have all the friends you'd expect, you know, Archie, Betty, Veronica, Jughead, all those guys going strong, God knows how many years later. So it's always nice to maybe bring back some nostalgia. And Archie's actually announced that they're doing a clothing tie-in as well. So you might be able to go out and find some stuff there you might, you know, it'll be a little bit different. When I was at the New York Comic Con, they had some stuff on display. I believe there's some purses, some bracelets, some earrings, stuff like that, and all actually looked like high quality stuff. Interesting, you know, cute. Definitely be a nice conversation starter for folks. So again, have to thank the folks at Archie Comics. Not only are they putting out some great stuff, they're also putting out some progressive stuff. So mad props to them. Also fairly new, Aspen Comics. A company I'm just kind of getting into. They've got some series of gorgeous, gorgeous art. The three that really stick out to me, we got Executive Assistant, which was a huge storyline that was going on for most of this year. Fathom, which is kind of what really launched the studio. And then Lady Mechanica, which is a steampunk series that I think is only 3 issues in, but has gotten tons of praise. Absolutely amazing to look at, really fun, nothing else like it on the market. The first two, there should be trades out there. Lady Mechanica, you're going to find single issues if you can actually find them. Thanks for Aspen to reach out to them at San Diego Comic-Con. It's gone from there. and happy to support them. They've definitely got a nice niche going on there. And Boom Studios is a great company. Becomes very close with good friends, and they've just got a long list of stuff that I think quality that's definitely overlooked, and it shouldn't be. Most of the stuff can be gotten in trades at this point. First off, with Boom, you've got Incorruptible, Irredeemable, both written by Mark Waid. Incorruptible has to do with basically a superhero who's gone completely insane and killing everyone. Or maybe that's Irredeemable. That's Irredeemable. Incorruptible is the opposite, which is a villain who has decided to go legit on the other side of the coin as the superhero has gone crazy. Two series together have been a great read, giving you kind of two sides of one story. And there's numerous trades out for both of them. Definitely worthwhile. Absolutely, if you know someone that's a fan of superhero comics, grabbing the first trade of each would be a great present to give away. And speaking of kind of movie science, you've got Planet of the Apes and Hellraiser, both from Boom, and then Boom also recently launched Betrayal of the Planet of the Apes. Boom's also doing a reprint of the old Marvel Hellraiser comics. All of it's fantastic. Hellraiser is a series that always scared the crap out of me when I was a kid, and Planet of the Apes is something I love. I'm staring at my DVD set, Blu-ray set right now. So to read all that through kind of brings it all back. Definitely for fans of the movie series, highly recommend it. I'm sure they wouldn't expect it at all. It's nice stuff that's a little bit different. And Boom's also got a lot of original stuff, some new series that come out that are in single issues, and then they've got a lot of Cthulhu stuff. So if he's really into Cthulhu, fun reads, entertaining, something that's different for everyone. Dark Horse is another series where, or another company where we're just kind of getting our feet into the water, and they've got beyond solid franchises, Buffy, Angel. Basically, the Whedonverse is all there with tons of comics, graphic novels, trade paperbacks. Absolutely check them out. Really, really fantastic. Well worth the reads for fans. If you have a fan of Buffy, go out and get them the comic books. It's worthwhile to introduce them to that side of things. You never know, you'll get them hooked. A lot of the people that I know who don't normally read comic books read the Buffy comics, who are fans of the TV series. They absolutely love the comics. And then Star Wars. Dark Horse has been pumping out Star Wars for as long as I can remember, and it's quality stuff. Expanding upon George Lucas's universe that I think it's all canon, and you can consider it legit stuff. To say you've got a plethora of choices here is kind of an understatement. Dark Horse has been going strong for that for years. And then on top of that, Hellboy, BPRD, more stuff that people might know from movies if they enjoy the movies, go check out the comic books. Get them a few trades and have them read it. Hellboy, BPRD is both fantastic series. Really entertaining. I've known Hellboy for a while. BPRD is something I'm just kind of getting into. Both Mike Mignola is a master at what he does. Entertaining, fun, funny, good entertaining horror comics. Absolutely worth purchasing up for the holiday and handing out to folks. DC Comics, I had to throw them in there. You're going to notice the other company is not mentioned. Mostly because DC Comics does hook us up once in a while. Primarily their Vertigo line of books. Recently got Marzi, which came out, I think, about a month ago, which is about a young girl who, growing up in communist Poland. It's been a great read so far. Haven't made it all the way through it. That's why there's not a review of it. But it's definitely a comic where folks are interested in history. It's a graphic novel we're showing them. But as a whole, Vertigo is synonymous with quality. Ex Mechanica, the Vertigo Crime Line, Why the Last Man Standing, DMZ, all these are series that are wonderful. Many have come to close, but all of them are available in trade paperback. Absolutely fantastic comic book series. Modern day classics, to say the least. I'd absolutely go out and hand these off in an instant. There was one series that came out that I can't believe I'm totally blanking on it. Oh, my God. Why am I blanking on this? I'll come back to it. Or I'll go look it up. Why am I blanking on this? This is kind of so sad. Oh, Day Tripper. There we go. I can't believe I blanked out on it. So Day Trippers, which is Fabio, Gabriel Baugh and Fabio Lun, is a series kind of like Groundhog Day that anytime talking to especially women who kind of mock me for reading comics, I hand them that trade to have them read it, and they always come back and say, what else do you have like it? To say it's a fantastic series is kind of an understatement. Beyond wonderful, beyond fantastic, well worth the read. Emotionally, just heart-wrenching. I knew I was crying after quite a few of the issues. Absolutely amazing series. So DC Comics, we'd love to work with you more. Hint, hint. Dynamite Entertainment, brand new company. We're talking within the last couple of weeks of us getting some review copies. There's two series that I've been reading for quite a while I kind of get caught up on the other stuff. Green Hornet, Bionic Man. We got two series. They've come out of long lineage television series. They've got a lot of baggage history to them. But Kevin Smith, the writer-director, came in, and that's really kind of what got me going. And reinvented both. Green Hornet had a horrible movie that was out. I would not recommend the movie to anyone. But the comic book series Starf was absolutely fantastic. Phil Hester took over as a writer and has been going just as strong. And then it's Kevin Smith and Phil Hester working on Bionic Man. Both are basically just modern-day tellings of these classic stories. Entertaining, fun, great reads for people who might have some nostalgia. Bionic Man's only on, I think, on the fourth issue, and Green Hornet's in 19 came out, I believe, last week. So Green Hornet you can find in the trades to give away as gifts this holiday season. But as a whole, Dynamite's got some great series. If you know someone who's a Jack Kirby fan, Dynamite's pretty much trying to take that tradition of Kirby and bring it to the modern audience. With Kirbyverse, basically. Captain Victory, I believe, came out this week. And then coming down the line, they've got a Voltron series that I'm dying to read as one of my most anticipated comics for the rest of the year to be able to check out. And I really look forward to seeing what else Dynamite has. I know they've got a Zorro series for people who might be fans of Zorro and know folks who are fans of Zorro. Met these guys in New York and kind of going back and forth before that. It was great to put faces to the names. But Jen Manga brings in really underground manga from Japan, usually almost coinciding with its release in Japan, maybe even earlier, to American audiences. So there's not this long lag between stuff. It's quality work. It's really interesting. And most interesting, Jen Manga is digital. And we're going to kind of go off about digital stuff a little bit later. But it's worth checking out. It's anthologies. I think they're up to like issue 6 or 7 or something around there. Well worth checking out. It's interesting guest, especially since it's digital. It'd be interesting to get someone, if you're getting someone a Kindle Fire and an iPad, maybe get them a couple issues of the Gen Mega comics as well for them to start reading as soon as they get going. Look forward to bringing more coverage of manga, something that I've never really been into. So hopefully as the next year kind of comes on, we're going to have more coverage of it. IDW Publishing, fantastic company, quality stuff being put out, and I have to throw mad props to a few series. We've got Ghostbusters, Transformers, G.I. Joe, and The Cape, four that kind of stand out at me, and Ghostbusters is kind of the fun of the television and movies. G.I. Joe's straight up the cartoon series kept on going. There's actually a bunch of different series for G.I. Joe, and The Cape is a kind of a very interesting superhero story that's just kind of got my jaw dropped with each issue. Unbelievable, unreal, beyond fantastic. And we got Transformers. Transformers is up to, I think, issue 29 or 30. Huge event just finished up. It's been an amazing series, very adult, not kind of for fans of the cartoon series or even the movie, but there's so much more to it. There's such a political spin, some undertones, adult themes that are fantastic. I'll probably go over the heads of kids, but it allows for adults and kids to appreciate them as much as the next. Highly recommend it. IDW is definitely a company that we're going to be spotlighting more, just because it's such quality stuff that's put out there. Of course, we want to hear from you. We're about 20 minutes into the show, and I think it's probably going to be a shorter show than normal. But folks want to call in and tell us what you've been reading, what you appreciate, folks that or things folks should be checking out when they go out holiday shopping next week. You can call in at 619-768-2952. GP Radio, we're just kind of going through the companies that support us over the last year. And stuff for you to look out for as you go holiday shopping, some great stuff to give away as presents this year. Up next is Image Comics. Image was the upstart company that was started by a bunch of artists so they could do creator-owned comics. They've been going strong, and I think they've kind of had a resurgence lately, some quality series that have been fantastic. You know, Image as a whole, I think, is kind of a hit in this company, but they've been putting out, I think, a lot more quality than been misses lately. And, you know, you've got the classic stuff, Savage Dragon, Spawn, are two of the longest running series that are out there today. And then you've got some newer stuff, Severed, which is by hit writer Scott Snyder, is on the first couple of issues. A horror story, and this latest issue is just complete messes you up. It's got a shocking moment in there that blew my mind. But, you know, each month Image puts out, or each week even, Image puts out quality books, a little bit for everyone. You know, just because I say it's hit and miss is my personal taste. You know, you might like it instead. So go check it out. I mean, there's stuff like that is kind of celebrating the 90s, like The Infinite, which is Robert Kirkman and Rob Liefeld's book. I don't necessarily like it, but it doesn't mean that you won't. For a little bit different, you know, I would go with 27 if you've got a musician in the family who might also dig comics. 27 is an amazing series about a musician who has kind of lost his ability to play and kind of makes a deal with the devil. It's in the second volume right now. The third issue is out, I believe, this week. You know, absolute definite read. Really entertaining. There's some great stuff in that first issue. The second volume, you'd have to get the first volume. The second volume, you're going to have to get individual issues right now. But it's well worth picking up if you can find them. Just gorgeous work. The art's absolutely amazing. The writing's fantastic as well. A definite buy. And then when talking about Image Comics, you can't help but talk about The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead right now is a cultural juggernaut, single-handedly reviving kind of the zombie genre and getting everyone to stop talking about glittering vampires instead of focusing on that. It's a juggernaut on television. You know, obviously you can get the DVDs and Blu-rays to as gifts, but if you're going to do that, absolutely get the trades. It's the issue 91 just came out this week. You know, 91 issues going strong. There's very few series that you could say has been going like that. Volumes and volumes of trade out. Omnibuses that collect numerous trades that are like 50 issues at a time. Absolutely. Highly recommend. I would get them as presents in about 2 seconds for folks. It's a fantastic series. Robert Kirkman's been doing an amazing job. As I say, it's the crown jewel of Image Comics is I think, not an understatement. It really kind of is focused on and so much as far as comics, but the television series as well. You know, the television series is loved by so many people. So many of my friends who are not comic book readers love the series, and getting them to go check out the comics. So, highly recommend it. If you've got a family member, a friend who's into the Walking Dead television series, get them the Walking Dead comics. They will not be disappointed. Even better, Walking Dead gets on how to do it. It's labeled 1, 2, 3, 4 as to what the trades order is. Start with one, go from there. A lot of similarities to the television series, but at the same time, it does its own thing. So getting the trades will not ruin the series at all. And having seen the series, it's not going to ruin the trades. Highly recommend. Absolutely, absolutely get it this year as a gift for folks. Up next, Image Comics. After that, Ani Press. Ani Press is kind of a company that keeps going. It's got some great stuff. They're the ones that put out Scott Pilgrim. So if you know you got a fan of the Scott Pilgrim movie, absolutely get him the comics. Like, comics are, I think, better than the movies. I love the movie. It's one of the few movies that I think did a really good translation of the series to the film. So highly recommend it. Like, you can't go wrong with that. It's fun. It's entertaining. Definite buy and great gift for your family and friends over the holidays. But on top of that, they've got some fun stuff like Super KO. The Sixth Gun is a weird West tale, horror Western. And it's moving on to its third volume, so there's two volumes out there right now. Absolutely go get it. It's really entertaining, fantastic stuff. After Ani, we're going to go with Radical Comics. New Radical has taken a little bit different approach than most series. And most publishers, where they are looking at the big picture of trying to get the comics to be movie properties or television properties. And there's two that really stick out to me. Damaged is the third issue out. It was a couple weeks ago. It's about very similar to The Punisher, a vigilante cop going out dealing justice. But really the series that kind of got me to take notice of Radical Comics was Last Days of American Crime, which I believe is going to be a movie with Sam Worthington. It's kind of a dystopian world in that the government's about to outlaw cash. Everything's going to go to credit, so it's at the end of that time period, and there's one last heist that's going to go take place to go get some money. Great series, really entertaining, gorgeous art. Well worth the read. It's a great series for people who might like crime comics. Highly recommend it. Red 5 Comics. Red 5, great company. They don't put out tons of stuff, but what they do is quality stuff that actually can be shared throughout the entire family, which is such a rare thing. Anything by Red 5 that I've read so far, that's three different series, I would put in the hands of kids in about 2 seconds. Atomic Robo, awesome series. Brian Clevenger's does that about basically a robot dude that fights weird stuff. Really fun, entertaining. We got a new series out. There's trades that have been out before that's well worth checking out. Bonnie Lass, strong female lead. Having to deal with kind of a pirate thing. So maybe if you got some kids that like Pirates of the Caribbean, girls that like Pirates of the Caribbean, absolutely Bonnie Lass series that I probably put in their hands. And then the final is The Abyss. The Abyss is kind of like a love story towards comics. The writer of it clearly just loves comic books growing up. And this was his version of kind of reflecting and doing the stuff that he's enjoyed. Up next, after Red 5, we go SLG Publishing, Slave Labor. Slave Labor has been around for a long time. I think it's like 25 years at this point. And while they might be known for Johnny the Homicidal Maniac and Squee, there's so much more that they put out. And SLG is another company that's a perfect example of you can get an addition to other gifts that you might be giving. If you're doing an iPad or a Kindle Fire, SLG is actually going digital first. So their stuff's coming out digitally before a lot of it's in print. So a great opportunity to go out and get some digital comic books and hand them out as gifts on top of those e-readers you might be handing out. It's definitely something different, and it'll add a little bit to the e-reader gift itself. People will be able to start off right away checking out what e-readers have in store for them. After SLG, Top Cow. So Top Cow has got a special place in my heart. Top Cow is one of the first series that kind of took us seriously. One of the first publishers that took us seriously as a website, hooking us up with some of the earliest stuff for us to review. And since I've become I think friends with a lot of staff, and appreciate all the stuff they put out. Magdalena, Witchblade, Artifacts, all great. Darkness. Darkness video game is out, and they've got a new one coming out. So if you know someone who's a fan of the Darkness video game, absolutely go out and get them the Darkness comic books. There's so much to choose. and it's pretty easy to figure out hopefully where to start. Well worth the read. It's entertaining. Definitely fun. But Top Cow also has got something called Pilot Season. That's really interesting. It's going to kind of dovetail into something we're going to talk about later. But the Pilot Season is that the is basically Kickstarter before Kickstarter. What they do is put out a bunch of first issues, allow you, the audience of the comic book readers, to vote as to what you like, and then they'll put out a limited series based off of who gets the most votes. This year's got some interesting comics, some good entries in there. I thought the Tests and Misdirection are kind of the top two that are standing out right now for me. But definitely go out and check it out. I mean, Top Cow's got a long list of stuff to think. Echoes, which is Minotaur Press, which is kind of an imprint from Top Cow, is one of the creepiest stuff, and it's going to be probably up there as a contender for one of the best limited series for the year. You can't go wrong with really Top Cow. It's fun reads. It's entertaining stuff. Highly recommend. At Top Cow, we got Top Shelf Productions. Top Shelf, kind of like Archaea, puts out really high quality stuff. The presentation's fantastic. Really kind of adult, fantastic books. I mean, they've got a kid's line, but the adult stuff's what I'm kind of more focused at. And when I say adult, I don't mean dirty. I just mean for a older audience. Three things that right off the top of my bat have come out within this year. Any Empire, Homeland, Directive, and Infinite Kung Fu are three that I would go and hand off to anyone to check out. Any Empire is about a bunch of kids, very kind of Stand By Me sort of feel to it. Homeland Directive plays off the Homeland Security, paranoia of privacy, and Infinite Kung Fu, well, sounds exactly what it is. It's about Kung Fu. Doesn't get much more crazy than that. Three quality books, fantastic reads. Actually, I would recommend those to anyone. And then finally, we got Xenoscope Entertainment. Xenoscope is they do the kind of TNA books, a lot of stuff with like Alice in Wonderland, stuff like that. So if you got fans of Alice in Wonderland that don't mind that the Queen of Hearts boobs are kind of hanging out, it's worth checking out. But they've got two series that have come out lately that I thought that's really kind of stand up and above what they've been doing: The Theater and Fly. Theater is a horror series. It's in its second issue, and Fly is in its fourth or fifth issue. Theater's, it's been interesting. I've liked the first two issues. And then Fly is about kind of a guy and a girl who kind of addicted to drug that allows them to fly and give them kind of invulnerability. It's really, really good. Really, it's an interesting series that focuses on addiction in a weird way. It's well worth checking out if you can find them. And now I kind of got to do the offshoot stuff. So we've got Shout Entertainment, who sends us DVDs, and hopefully I'll get around to start really reviewing all that stuff. But they've got Conan the Adventurer. So if you got someone who's a fan of Conan, absolutely the animated series is 90s cartoon. Second volume is kind of come out, or the season 2, volume 1 is out. I've been kind of watching through it to see what I've been missing. And it's got that 90s throwback to it. They've also got tons of Transformers stuff, some Japanese stuff that's like never been released in the U.S. Marvel Digital Comics, I don't even know what to call them, stop motion, comic, digital motion, comic, whatever it is. Spider-Woman, Thor, both really entertaining, cool to check out. Shout Factory has done quality stuff, like really, really good quality stuff, cartoons, well worth checking out what they've got for comic fans. A&E Networks is a new one that we're starting to kind of deal with. BattleTech is what they sent me. BattleTech I haven't watched for 20-something years at least. About to finish up the first Macross War, and it's as fantastic as I remember. The full series has come out. It's the quality that I remember of it. I mean, absolutely gorgeous animation at times. The story is kind of goofy every once in a while, but well worth the fan. So if you got someone who's a fan of anime, Robotech especially, I would go and check out the complete series. They also sent me Farscape, which is a television series that I've never watched before. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what that's all about. That complete series has just come out on Blu-ray. Absolutely, I'll go check it out. And then we've got Warner Brothers Entertainment, who sent me the Young Justice. I guess this would be volume... I have it right in front of me. Season 1, Volume 2. It's only a few episodes. There's four episodes in it. Kind of short. But it's cool to check out. And the cartoon series is absolutely unbelievable. It's on Cartoon Networks. The quality is unreal. This is not the cartoon series that I remember as a kid. But it's absolutely, I think, fantastic. Well worth picking up for fans. So I'm stressing is that there's so much out there for people who are either comic book fans, more importantly, who might be fans of something else, that there's something in comic books that that they might enjoy. I highly encourage you to go check out local shops, encouraging people to buy local for this upcoming season, to go check out comic book shops and to get some gifts. So the other thing is that there's usually fantastic small press, local press stuff that a lot of shops support that you can't get anywhere else. It's exactly like that. You know, the stuff in D.C. is really only coming out in D.C. You don't see it nationally. So if you're across the country, you've got a someone that you know is a comic book fan that's somewhere else away from you, go to the comic book shops. Find the local press, the small press stuff that they might not see and they might not even know about, and picks up some stuff and send it off as gifts. They'll appreciate it because it's comics that they might not normally get, and they probably have never even seen otherwise. So it's always, one, great to support local businesses, but two, that way you're also supporting some local artists and local creators. And then the other is Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding site that allows people to pledge amounts, and for their pledges they get some cool things, autographed comics, maybe they get some t-shirts, limited edition stuff. You might not get it for the actual item before Christmas, or Hanukkah or whatever, but it'll be unique if nothing else. There's tons of comics out there that you'd never see otherwise. Tanked is one that I actually just contributed to that has to do with the U.S. where oil is running out and dealing with kind of how everything's falling apart as that's going on. I've contributed to a lot of different series that probably would have never come out if it wasn't for Kickstarter. So, one, happy to help support local people or small publishers. But, two, it's quality stuff. I found some amazing series out there that I wouldn't have found anyways. And then there's always the tie-ins. You know, if you got someone you know or is into Batman comic books, Batman Arkham City is out in video games. Worth it. I would absolutely highly recommend it. It's gotten rave reviews. You've got movies, Captain America, First Avenger, Thor, X-Men First Class, three quality comic book movies that came out this year. Green Lantern, I'd probably stay away from. I didn't quite like it as much, but if you got someone who's a diehard Green Lantern fan, maybe you give it a shot. And finally, just wanted to thank some people who've supported us long-term for quite a while. Short-term stuff. I just want to thank Ron Mars and Christine Dean, who kind of were the first two that really started taking the site seriously. Ron asked me on Twitter why I wasn't reviewing Witchblade, and I was just like, because I don't normally buy it, in which case he put me in with Christine, and then she hooked me up with stuff, copies to review, and definitely started liking the series. Covered Top Cow primarily because of that, and I just want to thank them both. And then they introduced me to Philip Sablik, who's a great guy, who's always been friendly, great, you know, go to shows, always look forward to seeing him. From Christine, they kind of introduced me to Mel Kao, who was with Arkea, high class, I think one of the best PR guys working out there. Absolutely, it's been a pleasure to work with. Can't wait to support Arkea and him, help him out as the years go on. Wherever he goes, I'll always support him. Drew Gaska is a writer, did Critical Millennium. Fantastic guy. He also has a book about Planet of the Apes out. It's a conspiracy of the Planet of the Apes. It's a prose book. And it kind of goes well with the Boom Studio stuff. Kind of weird that it all came out around the same time. But, you know, if you got someone that's a fan of Planet of the Apes, highly recommend it. And then a late friend or newer friend, Chip Mosier, has been great to me and great to the site. He's over at Comixology now, which kind of leads into the final of the, you know, electronics are always going to be big. I imagine the iPads, Kindle Fire is going to be a big gift coming out, going on for the year. These holidays, I'm going to say that if you're going out and going to get gifts like those, highly recommend you to look towards digital comics. You know, add them into to your purchases. Go out and go to Dark Horse, go to Gen Manga, go to Comixology, go to DC, Marvel, whomever. And get some digital comics to go along with those great readers. I read a lot of my previews, almost all my previews, digitally. You know, pop in my iPad in the morning, listen to music, head into the in the metro and take off to work in the morning. Always puts me in a good mood and helps my commute to be that much more fun. It's always a great thing. So just because you're getting the iPad or Kindle Fire as a gift for someone, doesn't mean you can't also get some comic books on top of it and make it a little bit more fun and entertaining for everyone. So about the 45-minute mark. It's going to be a shorter show. I want to say, everyone, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for your support that you've given us. It's graphicpolicy.com. We're here pretty much every single week doing the radio show. Thanks for your support, everyone, and here's to another year. Appreciate it. Hope everyone has some great turkey, some great pumpkin pie, some great cranberry sauce. I'm going to be rocking out on my chocolate pudding and graham cracker pie. But, yeah, so everyone, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks as always. See you in probably, maybe if not next week, the week after. I don't know if we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving show. We're a show the week of Thanksgiving. But no matter what, as always, thanks.